Tonight's high school football game in Joplin, Missouri will be a big community event, and it will also be a sort of family reunion. The Joplin Eagles will play their first home game since a powerful May 22nd tornado destroyed their high school and much of the town. Only a Game's Greg Eklund was recently in Joplin, and he has this report.
Cleanup continues at what is left of Joplin High School. Twisted metal pierces the classrooms that are visible behind what remains of the brick facade. Papers are still stapled to classroom bulletin boards. Near here, the tornado damaged more than 7,000 homes and 500 businesses. It also took 160 lives and injured more than 900 others. A few blocks to the north is Jung Stadium. Joplin's home field and its surrounding neighborhood with small homes and large trees has a throwback appearance. As head coach Chris Shields describes, it's an old neighborhood with a lot of history, character, and good working class people. Shields says Jung Stadium is a reminder of what life was like before May 22nd.
They're excited to, have a place to go. Because if you come here to the field, you come to the stadium, you don't see any effects of the storm, and you don't see the aftermath. And so I think they kind of felt like, hey, got a sense of normalcy.
The first sign of the tornado's effect on the football team was at the Eagles' first practice last month. The number of players was down. Shields, who moved from suburban St. Louis to take over as coach, looked at the roster from the year before. Then he and his assistants worked the phones.
We looked at all the kids that weren't showing up, and we divided up amongst the coaches, and we tried to get in touch with as many of them as possible. We were able to get in touch with most of them. Some of them we weren't, just because all we had through the school was a home phone, and the home was destroyed.
Families of players on the team are among those who have been displaced. On that Sunday afternoon in May, junior offensive lineman Danny Druin attended his girlfriend's high school graduation. The ceremony was a few miles north on the campus of Missouri Southern State University when the tornado ripped through Joplin.
My parents, they live on the other side of town, and I didn't know if they were okay. So it took us like 3 hours to get all the way across town, and we saw a range line, we saw everything. We saw the high school, and it was just, you're just in a state of shock. There was nothing more real than seeing all the damage, directly, right after it happened.
Druin is fortunate. His parents are okay and his house undamaged. But he knows some of his teammates aren't as lucky.
So a lot of people are still transitioning from place to place and shelter to shelter. So it is scary. Like, well, I wonder where so-and-so is. And you just got to stay positive. And when you do see those kids, you give them a hug. And you say that you're sorry for what happened. And you just got to stick together as a team and be resilient.
I know them all, guys. You keep moving. Go, Christian.
Apart from afternoon practice and the first two games, the only time the entire football team is together is during the morning weight room session. Juniors and seniors attend classes at a vacated retail store in the town's only mall. Freshmen and sophomores are in an old school building near the Central Business District. Athletics Director Jeff Starkweather, who was born and raised in Joplin, looks forward to when everyone is in the same setting for the home opener.
We've moved it from a Friday night to a Saturday night because we want to use it as a celebration, as a thank you to our surrounding communities and those that have helped us as well. So we're expecting a very big crowd. We're expecting a great atmosphere and really looking forward to that game.
And now on the field, ready to perform, is the Joplin freshman dance team under the direction of Abby Ellington.
Abby Ellington, the instructor for the freshman dance squad, owned a dance studio and managed a video store. Both businesses were destroyed by the tornado. Despite her personal travails, Ellington says her team has given her a lift.
They have been the hardest working freshman team I've ever in my life seen. They're troopers. I tell you what, they do a great job. I'm very proud of them.
Though the dance team had a chance to perform on the home field for a JV football game last week, Ellington feels the varsity game will be a major step to getting closer to the regimented schedule they're accustomed to.
I'm big on routines, and my girls are big on routines, so it'll actually help us to get something going soon, so that'd be nice.
The Joplin freshman dance team.
The anticipation of a larger-than-normal crowd is evident. Extra temporary bleachers have been installed behind the north end zone. The Eagles have a 1-1 record going into tonight's game against Springfield Hillcrest. But you get the feeling around here their record matters less than the simple chance to sit in the home stadium just like before. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.
It's 19 minutes past the hour. In what had to be one of the tastier assignments available, this week a representative of the Guinness Book of World Records did the certifying necessary to credit the University of Massachusetts with creating the world's largest stir fry. The 4,010-pound meal included 800 pounds of chicken and 500 pounds of onions, among other ingredients. Cooking it required 50 pounds of canola oil. The largest previous stir-fry was a sickly 2,319-pound entry, an effort so pathetic that I won't embarrass the organization that created it by revealing its name.